This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehbash Fatima. Union Cabinet has approved Semicon 2.0 with a budgetary outlay of 1,27,500 crore rupees to strengthen India's semiconductor design and manufacturing ecosystem. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the cabinet decisions while briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday. He said, building on the momentum of Semicon 1.0, the scheme reflects the government's commitment to establishing India as a global semiconductor hub. Mr. Vaishnav said, the cabinet has also approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved two elevated corridor projects in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh to improve road connectivity, ease traffic congestion and reduce travel time. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed confidence that the India-European Union Trade and Technology Council meeting will carry forward the strong momentum of the partnership enabled by the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, Security and Defence Partnership and the Mobility Framework. Speaking to media yesterday after the third India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting in Brussels, Dr. Jaishankar said India and the European Union share a natural affinity.
As open societies and as market economies, India and the EU have a natural affinity. The rule of law and the sanctity of contracts are central to our thinking. When it comes to sensitive technologies, this is all the more important. The fact is that emerging technologies literally hold the potential to shape our lifestyle and future. India and the European Union have developed this trust with each other and now strive to take that into the business and technology domains.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal described the India-EU Free Trade Agreement as fair, equitable and balanced, saying it is a win-win agreement for all sectors in both nations. Election Commission of India has extended the schedule for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Punjab, Karnataka, Telangana and Delhi. In Delhi and Karnataka, house-to-house visits by booth-level officers, BLOs, which were scheduled till the 29th of this month, will now continue till the 8th of next month. In Punjab and Telangana, the house-to-house visits will continue till 3rd of next month. Delhi's iconic Red Fort complex has been closed to the public till the 80th Independence Day celebrations on August 15. An order in this regard has been issued by the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, in view of the ongoing preparations for the Independence Day celebrations at the complex. A senior ASI official said that such orders are issued every year ahead of Independence Day. On August 15, only those with passes issued by the government are authorized to enter the Red Fort area to attend the celebrations which are held amid heightened security. The annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadr and Goddess Subhadra is being celebrated across Jharkhand today with traditional fervor and devotion. Religious rituals began early this morning at the historic Jagannathpur temple in Dhurwa, Ranchi. The Rath Yatra will commence for Mausi Badi at 5:01 p.m. The first international flight service from Madhya Pradesh has been launched. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav flagged off the first direct flight from Indore to Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had always believed that even a common man should be able to fly. The state's aviation policy has been built on this very idea. He said the government is ready to provide 15 lakh rupees per flight as financial support for international routes. This will help bring down ticket prices for passengers. In FIFA World Cup football, defending champions Argentina defeated England 2-1 in the second semi-final at Atlanta Stadium in USA to set up a title clash against Spain. The first half ended goalless, but Anthony Gordon scored the opening goal for England in the 55th time. Argentina's Enzo Fernandez equalised in the 55th minute and Lautaro Martinez struck in the 90th minute to complete a dramatic 2-1 comeback victory for Argentina. Now Argentina will play against Spain in the final of July 19. And that is the end of this news bulletin.